Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Maras Shichul Nishmas. Maras Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, based on the Torah of Jolti Zetzal. The Gemara Bav Mitzian, the Chaval from Beis, tells us the famous Machloikas, Yesh Elo Midas, if a person doesn't have Yesh in practice, but if he would know that he had lost this object, he would have had Yesh. Yesh Elo Midas, Abai says it's not considered Yesh, Rabbi says it is considered Yesh, so if it has a simon, everybody holds it's not Yesh. Because when it comes into the guy's hands, it's coming b'isser, even if afterwards he has yesh. When it came into his hand, the fat loser didn't have yesh yet. And the male that came b'isser, so it's not considered yesh. Zutel she'om shlisah shanar, if it's swept away by the water, hafukav this base, even though it has a sim, rachman ashari, the Torah was matirit, as we're going to say later on, k'davin and le'er malakamon. So that's not a machlokas either. Zutel she'om shlisah shanar, is mutter. The other kulei alma, you can take it. Ki pligi. Once the argument of Rashaim Bosim doesn't have a sim, Abai Yomar, Lo Abai Yeush, the Aloy Dad and Ophomine. Abai says it's not Yeush because he doesn't know it fell. Lo Abai Yomar, Abai Yeush. In other words, we're talking about something that has no simon, but he doesn't know it fell. So Abai says it's not Yeush, and Rabbi says it is Yeush. Why? So the Ophomine, Meush, Meush, Meimar, Omar, Similes, Libagavo, Meush, the Meush. Rabbi says it is Yayush because when he finds out, he's going to have Yayush because he's going to say that I had a simon. And therefore he's going to have Yayush. And Mimele, we say that now is already considered as having Yayush. Rashi writes in Joshua Yam, Rachmana Sharia, Bafilu Bas Liada Motze, Bafne Yayush. So it was matter, even if it came to the hands of the finder before Yayush. The Chorot's Mashma, that Zuto Shayam is not Midin Yayush, Elad Rachmana Sharia. In other words, since Avudim Menom, we call Adam, it's like Mufkam Yayush, it's Abalim, it's Aratzman. And not because the Bailim are misyayish. So the Mashmos is that it's not because of Yeush. And again, Rashi says, Rachman Ashari, even if it came to the hands of the Motze before Yeush. So it's not meeting Yeush, it's not Torah's Yeush that he can keep, but it's just Avudim and Mikoladim, so it's Mufkim Rishis HaBailim. And it's not because the Bailim are misyayish. So writes the Rosh, Amatzim and Arib, Zutu Shayom Shlis Shonar, the Motze Beprati, Pati, Gdol, Bechom, Mokim, Shalom, Tzim, Shem, Reilu, Shalom, why? He says that this whole fort of Yehu, says the Rosh, is only lost it in a public place. There, we say that the Bailam are Messiah, so you can keep it. But if that's B'Torah's Yehu, but we're talking about Tutushan Shalnar, there the word is that even if you're standing and screaming, no, I'm not Messiah, it doesn't help. It's like screaming that your house fell. Not going to help. So Mimela, it's not B'Torah's Yayush. You see again, Shalm is not a Din Yayush. However, Rashi, Meruba, Samach, Bava, Be'alef writes, Motzi Aveda, Lav, Kevin, the Miyash, the Mari, the Kami, the Says, the Yadde, Kani, Lay. Messiah, Shabbat, called Shemot, the Kana, the Sani, Be'alem, Tis, Ma'al, Aveda, Shad, Fanar. So we see in Rashi that the Yekardin Zutu Shandra Rachmana Shari is Mishum Yeyush Bailim. Rashi writes, if it's Yeyush Bailim, Kodim Shemotze Zeh Kana. If it's Yeyush Bailim, what you're Kana? When are you Kana? You're Kana when there's, in the case of Aveda Shashat Fanar, when the water sweeps it away, in the case of Shalya. So it's B'teras Yeyush. And Mokar Dvar from Yerushalmi, Reish Perak Elu El Mitzias, brought in Taisus, Bav Mitzia, Zayin Amad Aleph, Miu B'Yerushalmi, Elif Minan Liyash Minat Taira. How do you get Yeyush? What's the source for Yeyush? The source for Yeyush is, Asher Tovim Menu, Misha Vudim Menu, Mitzias, O Koladim, Yatsizu. The source is the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says that if you lost it, it's considered that if it's swept away. But how do you know there's Yerush from the Torah? From the din of Avudu Menu Mikoladim, that if it's swept away by the water, anybody can take it. So it must be, it says the Yerushalmi, this is Medin Yerush. So this is a source for Yerush. So it's the Rambam, Aveda 11:10. Somebody finds an Aveda, even if it has a simon that was swept away by the water, you can keep it because it's Avudu Menu. When we call Adam, only if it's Avudim Menu, if it's lost from you, and Mitsuya, it's so called Adam, you have to announce it. But if it's Avudim Menu, we call Adam, if it's lost from everybody, You don't have to answer why. She said, Vada nisya ish mimena, because it's Vada Yeush. He writes like Rashi, the Pizuto Shel Yam, Rabbi Shamotza. And that's because of Yeush Baila. However, in the Chidush HaRamban, from Tzir Dach Rabzayin Amal Aleph, he's Tamea. And he says, Ma'asim le'miyuched, etc. Matzati per Rashi l'mud de'midi de'beinim de'yedinim ba'dem Yeish. Ma'ash per Rashi perik mu'vi de'yeush kana mititanya. Perik min'ayin la've de'shat fanar shemiteris, Rashi writing, in Bavakame, that Yeush is kaina. Because of the din of Aveda Shishat Fanar, the water sweeping it away, Alma Yeush Kani, so we see Yeush is Kani, Zainer Nachon, Zishkarech, it's not true. The Yeush Shalemi Dasu, the love of Yeush. The Yeush Shalemi Dasu, Nishkin Yeush. Lazim Rachman Ashari, the Torah is Matthew, it's about Simulam, the Baker Mash Musla, the Rashish Lotoy, the Masa, Kedisa Vigamore. That the reason says it's similar, saying that it has Tovin. If there's no Tovin, it's somebody demanding it, nobody's seeking it out. There's no din hachzar, no din hashav. The point is that it's not the Torah's Yeush. It's Rachman Asharia. Xeris HaKosav, the Torah's Matthew. That's Machlekes between Rashi and Ramban. It appears follows. The Ramban writes in Machamas, Bar Mitzia, Dafu Chavov on Beis, why, if it comes into your hands before Yeush, Yeush is not going to be effective. It came in the Natlam, Nas LaShiva, Nas Yishemer Aveda. Very famous, important Ramban, quoted a lot, that the reason if it comes into your hands before Yeush, Yeush is no longer effective, is that since you took it in order to return it, you become a Shemir Aveda, the finder becomes a Shemir Aveda. And he's a Shemir Secha Shel HaBailam, and his Yad is Kiyad HaBailam, his hand is an extension of that of the Bailam, and therefore Yeush is ineffective because it's Yeush B'Lshus HaBailam, the law of Yeush. Halim Nato Le'goizla V'loy La'ashiva, but if he takes it in order to steal it, not to give it back, it's like it's in the ground, and he's not a Shemer Aveda, and therefore it's kind of Biyesh Mitam Aveda Gam Lachad Yasadadeh. So when if we came to his hand, he took it to Shmi Shemer, so now he's an extension of the Bailam, he can no longer take it for himself. It's like a shomer can't take an object that he's watching for someone else, but if he took it in order to steal it, and then the guy had Yeush, the loser, so he can keep it because he was never a shomer of the Bailam. The Shach, in Cheshin Mishpat, Reshin, and Tessiv, Kotan Aleph, writes Pedansa Rambam. It feels like the Ramban and the Mochamas that we just quoted. And therefore it appeared that after we learned from the Pasuk, Asher Tov, and Menor, Mitzasa, Shevzut, Asher Yom, the Torah was not there, meaning that Ein Bezem Mitzis HaShavas Aveda. There's no Hashavas Aveda, and the Motzei isn't considered a Shemir Aveda, it's Kimunachas Bakarka, it's like it's just sitting in the ground. And he's not a Shemir Aveda, Memela, Yeush is going to be effective even after it comes into his hands. But Yeush is required that without Yeush, even by Zutu Shoyam, and everyone out of the Rishas Bailim, now that we say Zutu Shem Rachman Shaye, in other words, the Torah, that the one who takes it, doesn't become a Shemir Aveda. Memela, Yeush is going to be effective even after it comes in to his hand. Sorry, it's the Ketzei, Surah Samachal, Siv Kotnal, Fidas Haramba, Shavedi Midas Lo Behefker, even though it's Usr. If somebody sees it taken for himself, he doesn't have to return it. It says, Hashir Tovat, Radlo Ma'abit Ledaitoi. The Ketzei writes that Ba'avedi Midas, Hanoitla, doesn't become, the person who takes it, doesn't become a Shem Ra'aveda, since he's not Machuyo of Ba'ashava, so it's Kumanachas Bakarka, and therefore Yeush is going to be effective. So we see, same Yisod. The Yisod is that if you're not Chayiv in Hashava, so you don't become a Shemir in the Aveda, and maybe the Yeush is going to be effective even after you have it in your hand, because it's like it's Kumanachat Spakarak. And according to this, Mituyokim Divrei HaRambam, the Rambam is Mituyok. Rambam writes in Aveda 11:10, the Din Sutu Shel Yam, Avo Pishesh Basimin, Arezu Shel Moitza, Shinam Asher Tovim Menom Mitzasa, Shizavad in Isiyash Mimeno. So this guy definitely had Yeush, and Alochi Yad Aleph, he writes, that even though it's also for somebody to see this, to take it for himself, he doesn't have to return it. As it says, Asher Toivat Prat L'Mavid L'Daita, that he lost it, and it's Prat that excludes that he have to return it, excludes the case where he loses it on purpose. So in other words, it's one din from the Pasuk of Asher Toivat, the Gam Sai Zutu Sheyam and Sai Aveda Midas, are not a Hafkoa Me, which is a Bailam Kehefke, the Chiddush is, in the parsha of Hashavas Aveda, there's no chiyuv Hashava. Ve'hanot lo nasa Shemir Aveda, Reza Kemunachas Bekarka, and the Mela, Yeush is going to be effective even after It came into his hand. So again, the idea is that a person isn't chayav in hashava, but he still can't keep it. He can only keep it after the person has yeush. In the meantime, it isn't mufka merishus abaylam. In the meantime, it doesn't go out of the rishus abaylam, just the person isn't considered a shomer. We just have to understand, we have to answer the kasha of the Ramban. Since the Tushem requires Yeyush, this is Yeyush Shalemi Das. So why is it mutter for the finder to take it even before the Bailam or Mesiyash? He said he's allowed to take it before the Bailam or Mesiyash. The Bailam or Mesiyash is allowed to keep it. Why is he allowed to take it before the Bailam or Mesiyash? It's Yeyush Shalemi Das. What gives him the right to take it? Rambam, there, 14.5 Paskins, Yeyush Shalemi Das, the Philodov Hashem Bosim and Eno Yeyush. Ketzad Nafman Odin Vloeda Boshin Nafal Af Mishik Shiyoda. Even if it's Davishem by Simon, is not considered Yeush. How does that happen? If a dinner fell from somebody, and he didn't know that it fell, even though when he finds out he's going to have Yeyush, it's not considered Yeyush until the Bailam find out about it. The Magid Mishnah says, and you should know, that it will appear from the Sugya, that anything that there's a chash, that if the Bailam would know, then if you're not sure if the Bailam would get enough to fell or not, it's also misafi, because maybe the Bailam didn't know, and they didn't have Yeyush, and Yeyush Lomidas, lo have Yeyush. So it appears follows in the Gemara of Mitzvah and the Chof Beis Amar Aleph. We ask La Bayi Yeyush Lamidas Lo Yeyush from the case of Torim Shlamidas Trumaser Trum. So you see that even without your das, it still works because it could be Torim, Ruvin could be Torim for Shimon, even if Shimon doesn't know about it. So you see that Shlamidas is affected. So Tir Gemara believe the Bayi. So Rava answers for Bayi the Shabbi Shliach. No, Shimon and Ruvin is Shliach. However, the Rambam in Trumas 4:3 doesn't write that we're talking about Shabbi Shliach. And everybody's Tameah, the Rambam passage, he has to say that we're talking about Shavei Shalif. In the case of Mishnah writes, that the Mokav of the Rambam is from the Sugin Kiddushin, and up in Beis on the Beis, Rabbi Huda Kaddish Bepruma the Shichra, Asa Mar the Shichra Ashkecha, Amalei Amailo says it Mehecha Rifa, Asa Lekami the Rava, Amalei Kalecha Yitzalo, Amar 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 Kalecha Yitzalo, The Gemara here tells a story about a person who was a Kaddish, a woman, with beer that was made from with dates that were squeezed out. That you'd make beer with. And then the owner came, so he used to work with this, and then the owner came and he found him and he said, hey, you're already being Makadisher, why aren't you Makadisher with the better ones, the sharper ones? So does this count? Should have given her better dates. So Rabbi said to this person, no. When you say Kalecha Etzel Yafos, when you say, oh, you should have gotten given better ones, that only works in the Truma. They should have given better ones, so that shows that afterwards you should have been torn from better fruit. That means that he wanted the Truma. But in this instance, if it's not talking about Truma, we don't say Kalecha Etzel Yafos. What do we say? We say Shmishum Kisufa Udaabat. He only said this because he's embarrassed, but he doesn't really want him to. I've used these dates to be Makadish, the girl. So what do you see from here? You see from here that even if he doesn't make a Mashliach, it's Truma, because we're talking about where he didn't make a Mashliach. He didn't make a Mashliach to go and be Makadish this woman. And yet, in theory, it should be like, if it would work, Kalei Chetzel Yafos, we would say she's Mekudeshes, even if he didn't make a Mashliach. But we compare it to Truma, and no Shlichus is required. So you have a makor for the Rambam. The Rambam says, by Truma, if you say Kalecha Etzel Yafos, you don't need the Shabbat Shaliach. You don't need him to have made a Shaliach. Not like the Gemara says in Bav Metzia. So Rambam passed this Gemara in Kedushin that even without Shabbat Shaliach, even if he doesn't make him a Shaliach, if Reuven is Torah from Shimon's crap, even if Shimon doesn't make him a shliach, it's going to be valid. But afterwards, we find out that Shimon wanted it. And this is Tamua. Because who's speaking in Kedushin? Rava. Rava holds Yeush Lamedas Hava Yeush. And this wasn't only said in Yeush Bavei, it's said in Kol HaTorah Kula that we say Gloi Mosel Afreh that he would have wanted it. It counts. If afterwards he wanted it, we say Gloi Mosel that he would have wanted it earlier, so it's also fine. So by Trum, we also say that in the end, as long as he's happy, then it's what was done earlier is fine. And we don't have to say it's talking about Shavi Shlich, but LaHalacha, how do we pass? Can we pass in like a Bai Shish Lomidas Lava Yesh? And therefore, by Truma, it doesn't matter if he's happy at the end. So we have to say it's talking about Shavi Shlich. We say in the Gemara, Rav Mitzchak of Pezam and Aleph, Tegum Rav, leave the right Shavi Shlich. This was already noted by the Taz and Shulchan Aruch Yerideh, and Shin Lamed Aleph, Sivkan Tezvav. Shehei was out at the very Kesef Mishnah, Ayin Sham. What's the Kesef Mishnah saying this is the Rambam's Marko for? That you don't need to be, for Truma, you don't need to be Meman HaShliach. When Reuven takes Truma for Shimon, and we see Shimon was happy afterwards, it works. Then you don't have to, Reuven didn't have to be a Shliach. Ma Pitom, that only works according to, and the Rambam's Marko is the Gemara Kedushin, that's only according to Ravim Kedushin. According to Abai, and we pass him like Abai, it doesn't work. Now we see in Bav Metzia, Dav Chav Beis, Omad Aleph, Amemra Zutra Velaz Riklu Bussin Dvar Barisek, I say Arisek Tamini Verimani, Vishalik Kamayu, Amemra Ver Velaz Rachli, Mar Zutra Lo Acha. So these three rabbis came to the orchard of Mar Bar Isak. He brought them some fruits. Two of the rabbis ate, one of the rabbis didn't eat. Why did the rabbis eat? Not says Tosis, because they assumed that Mar Bar Isak, the Baal HaBayis, would be happy about it when he finds out, because we passed in like Abaye, and therefore it doesn't matter that what he thinks about afterwards. So that's not why they ate. So you see that even by a matana, we don't say that since he's happy about it afterwards, he'd be happy about it earlier as well. Or the Shach writes, as follows. The guy finding out afterwards is not going to be effective, is not going to help in being happy afterwards about the matana. He's be passing like a bai, the yesh lamidas lo aveyesh. Even though now he's happy about it, but earlier on he wasn't. Vilab de Mistafina, if I wouldn't be afraid, you know what I'd say? I see Omer Shem Mutter. I'd say it's Mutter. The Yesh Lamidas shiny, Yesh Lamidas is different. The Gamachakach, Eno Messiahish, Eno Messiahish, Eno Messiahish, Eno Messiahish, Eno Messiahish, Eno Messiahish, because afterwards, the only reason Messiahish, he has no choice, he doesn't know where it is, and therefore he's Messiahish Baal Kocha. And we can't arena make Harbis Yosu the other, and therefore we say, that originally came to his hands of Yisr, the Mayikin, how's he going to be Koni? Be Yeush, if it's Yeush. Now when he finds it, there's no Yesh. Had he known, he wouldn't be Messiah. It's already permitted. When it comes to Matana, since he knows that he's going to be Misrats in the end, now it's already Behateros Eliade. In the case of the lost object, it's Bisuras Eliade. Because even afterwards, it's not a proper Yesh, it's only Baal Korcho. And here it's Betera Siliyade, because here at the Pshas Maisa, in real time, when the gift was given, the owner would have wanted it. So when the Aris gave from the fruits of Mar Bar Isik, they were allowed to eat because the owner would have, because the Mar Bar Isik would have been happy had he known. In Mishas Maisa. Even though the Gemara there compares Truma and Tuma to Yehu Shalom Midas time, Achrinei Kahasam, and the Truma Tuma Yidia Mamish Beinan. There it's because when it comes to Truma and Tuma, you need Yidia Mamish. However, when it comes to Matana, you don't need Yidia Mamish as long as he's happy about it. But the Chor, we have to understand, we also buy Matana, you also need Yidia Mamish because you need Das Makne. Without Das Makne, there's no Kenyan. Maishna, what's the difference in Yidia Lahakna? We say the fact that he wants it later, he also wants it earlier. Whereas when, by Yidia, by Truma and Hechshir Tuma, that if he finds out about it afterwards, we don't say he wanted it earlier. What's the difference? However, Bikur Divrei Hashach, we can bring a Raya. The Rambam says, "Perakem v'chazus salach v'ches." And echzav eschavir lakol kli yarechol kiyotzi v'ankidish ba'isha. Rabbi Labaye is hapa shamer l'olam lo nesatel l'adav zeh. Shutoyv mashen nesatel l'ayna mekudash shlamer l'adav zeh l'kadesh lo nesba'ishimai. Or kidish mamun chaver shlamer das chaver v'zegezav ayna mekudashes. So Rambam writes, Ishus 5:8. The son goes in his friend's house and he takes a kli or food or similar to that, and he's mekadish an isha, and then comes the Rabbi Labaye, even though he says to him, why'd you give her that? Why didn't you give her something even better? She's not Mekudesh, because he only said this because he's embarrassed. And since he's Mekadesh with his friend's mamon, Shlamidas Chavera, it's Gezel, and she's not Mekudesh, so it's Mashma. Shalule Hatam Shalom Elo Dov Zel, Kadesh Lo Lispaisha Imoy, Haisa Mekudesh. Valo Vesha Shekitcha Lo Yoda Valabais. It's Mashma that if not for the reason that he only said this because he's mispayish, she'd be mekudeshes. Ay, b'shat shekid shelo yod ha'bal habayis. So it's without this reason of, oh, he only said it afterwards in order not to be embarrassed. We would say that she is mekudeshes. But if not for that reason, we would say that she is Mekudeshes. Why would she be Mekudeshes? B'shas Maisa. B'shas Maisa. When he was Mekadesh, this woman, the Balabais didn't know. So Sikidas Hashach, by Matana we say, since Hashta Nichle, I make Harvin Nichle. In other words, Mashman the Rambam, that had he been pleased, had the Baal Tzvalabayis been pleased afterwards, everything would have been cool, and she would have been Mekudesh, so he didn't know. The answer was like the Shach, that by Matana we say, since Hashta Nichle, since now after the fact he's happy, so we say he was also happy before. Makor Divrei Rambam is the Gemara in Kedushin, that from Beis on Beis, over there Rabbi says, there was Rabbi speaking, and Rabbi holds Yesh Shalom Midas HaVeyesh. And therefore, according to Rabbi, by Matana we say, so by Matan it shouldn't help that Hashta Nichale. It's more like the Shach writes that Matan is different than Yesh. But in the Yesh Lamadas Lovi Yesh, by Matan we say, since after the fact he's pleased, so we say that Meikar is also pleased. Alright, sweet friends, we still have a Sach to Tzitzereden, so a lot to talk about, so please stay tuned, and we'll have more Niflaus, Gedolus, and Teretz Hashem. It's Gevaldik. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.